Well, so we've made a lot of changes to the sports show here in Britain. What, they ask us this on the radio and interviews all the time. What are our joke answers? Less baseball, more cricket.
Yeah. Right. Yes, less football, more soccer.
We've gone on hooligan rampages, which has been good.
Yes.
We're wrapping every joke in aluminium now, just for protection.
Yes, we store them in the boot and look over the bonnet, out the windscreen.
And we put more U's into every word of every joke.
That's right. It's a lay bower of love.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 290, Changes for Britain.
We've just completed the second week of our five-week tour of the complete world of Sports Abridged here in the UK. Before we then take it to London for 6 weeks at the Arts Theatre, we performed for a week in York, or five or six performances there, and then we have had shows in where? Buxton, Exeter,
Newbury,
and we've just done two of three shows here in Nottingham. Yeah, not Nottingham, apparently. It's Nottingham. But we've learned a lot.
Yes. Well, just references, it's always the case. Things that you think you're going to need to change, sometimes you don't.
Right.
And the other way around, too. So, for instance, there's a joke about the East African country of Djibouti.
Yeah.
Right? Which is
it's a pun. Yeah.
Yeah. But booty is not a very well-known colloquialism for somebody butt over here.
Yeah.
I mean, they get it, but it's not common usage.
Well, and the expression booty call is not an expression.
Well, it's not an expression, despite actually the All Saints having a big hit out of that song. You remember that one? It's my booty, it's my booty call. Oh, okay, they
that
sang it.
Uncanny.
No, it was canny.
Yeah, well,
you mean the All Saints were from the 90s?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'm dating myself here.
You almost dated an All Saints girl.
That's the story.
Have we ever told that story in the podcast?
When we were about to open the Bible at the Gielgud, our West End premiere, we did a TV thing with Jonathan Ross's brother, other Ross guy, and the other guests were these up-and-coming newbies, the All Saints, and I was chatting up one, well, she was trying to chat up me, and I was like, which part of this newspaper reading do you not get? Leave me alone. Thinking she was someone's PA, and then she got up on stage and started singing, here's my booty, and I was like, excuse me, it's me. Hello.
Sorry.
The moment's gone. The ones that got away.
Yeah.
Well, so fantasy baseball has become fantasy cricket.
Yeah, which was...
So the pitcher and the batter, or the bowler and the batsman.
Which was interesting, because when we first started writing that scene, I thought, well, obviously that's what we'll do. We'll just switch it. But then we had so many good baseball jokes, I was hesitant to change it over to switch it around. But nobody got the baseball jokes.
No. I think people felt kind of excluded.
Yes.
I'm not sure they didn't get them. It said, well, if you're going to do a show about the complete world of sports in Britain, you better darn well talk a lot about British sports.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not that we don't refer to American sports, but there are very few scenes that are just exclusive to American sports. Now, there are references in passing, but baseball became cricket. Monday Night Football became rugby.
Right. Live at Twickenham. Yeah.
Well, and we had to do this because this is the summer of sports in Britain. That's the theme here.
Right.
I mean, it hasn't been this excited. This country hasn't been,
This country hasn't been this sports mad.
Since 1966.
Right.
With England in 66 World Cup. I mean, they've got the Olympics. There's the horse races last week. Wimbledon's coming up. Euro's going on right now.
Yeah.
They are hungry, and they want it to be about them. So it makes sense.
And why not?
Britishize it.
Yes. And why wouldn't they want it to be about them?
And then sort of celebrity references. I go out into the audience and I spot, quote, celebrities or just audience members who might look vaguely like somebody.
Yeah. And American listeners, you can take some solace in this to know that here in Britain, the Kardashians are not well known.
Yes. They know who they are, but they don't find them funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just don't care, which is as it should be.
All right. So Willie Shoemaker, when I have a little kid stand up and say, hey, I'm Willie Shoemaker, when I'm here, it's Willie Carson or Frankie Dettori.
Yeah. That was great. When you pulled out a second English jockey the other day. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then another thing's like the Tiger Woods joke. We say the Tiger Woods punchline update. How does that go?
The Tiger Woods punchline update brought to you by Nike, Gatorade, and McDonald's. Today's punchline's Just Do It. Is it in you? And I'm loving it. And they don't really get they don't really have the Gatorade thing as a reference. But also, it's funny, that's interesting tangent. They don't, innuendo is just not that shocking here, which I was surprised on one hand, not surprised on the one hand, because, they're a very sophisticated country, aren't they? You know, so that kind of smutty innuendo is not shocking to them, whereas in Puritan America, it still is. But what surprised me about it is that they do love their childish poopy poo-poo jokes here in like Pantos. It's all, you know, that kind of childish smuttiness they do like, but kind of innuendo they just don't care for. Interesting.
And our bad
put back in. Maybe if they like that stuff, maybe I should put back in when you say to me, can you talk to us about Goombooba-Doo? Goombooba-Doo, don't step in it, mate. Maybe I need that back in there.
I think it's far too sophisticated.
Yes. Well, in our weak Scottish accents, in America, nobody's passable. Because who knows?
Yeah.
Over here, passable has become laughable. So we have to really stop and comment.
Yes, we do. And thankfully for the bit, Matt Rippey, you have decided to choose to make your Scottish accent worse than ours.
That's not a choice. It's always been terrible. What do you mean?
No, I'm going to go with that as a choice. It's not. He couldn't possibly be that bad. Okay. It's really bad.
I'm going for the laugh. I mean, I can pull it out of the bag, and you know, I can do my Brewster McCracken. I don't even know where.
Well done.
I don't know. Thank you.
Well, fortunately, your Sean Connery saves us.
Yeah, my Sean Connery. That's nice.
Yeah, and we had to change sports snacks. So instead of nachos and the taco cart, it's the kebab shop and the fish and chips.
Well, and that was another thing we got rid of. We had a whole thing about Monday Night Football and how American football exemplifies Americans' militaristic empire, etc. And that didn't translate here because whereas America. We think of football,
American football,
as the height of American manliness.
Here they go. You're wearing pads.
Yeah,
rugby is tough. We're doing the same thing with no protection.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And that's nice too. When we do the rugby scene, I think they get that we're being appreciative of it.
Well, and then other references like we've got the joke about I predict we'll see a movie version of the life of former Yankee manager Joe Torre, who converts to Judaism, marries actress Tori Spelling, and honeymoons at Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. It will be called Tori. Well, they don't know who Joe Torre is. You can explain it. But again, it seems like, well, why don't you anglicize it?
Yeah.
So it's slightly changed. I predict we'll see a movie version of the life of actress Tori Spelling, who moves to Britain, joins the Conservative Party, and vacations in Pearl Harbor. It will be called Tori. For you Americans who don't know, the British Conservative Party, their nickname is the Tories. So Tori.
I love that we've managed to, I think we all looked at the headlines a couple days ago and saw plastered across all of the papers was Jimmy Carr's accounting scandal.
Jimmy Carr's a UK stand-up.
Yeah, UK stand-up. So I love that we managed to fit in. Here is the news. This just in, comedian Jimmy Carr has just been awarded the 2012 Lester Piggott Award for Creative Accounting.
And that silence you heard was all of America going, who?
Yes.
Lester Piggott, Jimmy Carr?
Yeah, and you did it last night for the first time, and they burst into applause over here.
We got applause here.
Reactions. Yeah.
Another great reaction we've gotten is when we have our parade of nations, we have USA, Mexico, France, Britain, blah, blah, blah. We had Raider Nation in the United States. Well, some of them know who the Raiders are, but they don't care.
Right.
And so we're sort of saying, and Davey, our technical director, said, well, you know, there's a supermarket over here called Iceland.
Iceland.
And so we just have grocery, but we put a knit cap on the guy, and he comes out with these Iceland grocery bags. It's huge. It's great.
Well, we got a good note when we were in New York from Damian Cruden, the artistic director there, who said, just reminded us that people love it when we show the seams, when things break down, when it looks like we've gone off script or off topic or we're reacting to something in the night. And, you know, and that's it was a great thing to be reminded of. And so we've added a few more of those moments, but mostly just kind of we've relaxed into throughout the evening where things that are different can be made to seem different. You know, we're not quite. Also, I think we're not quite on so automatic pilot anymore because we're listening to see what bits work and how differently for these audiences.
And that alone is tough when you have a certain demeanor of crowd in York, and then you were suddenly in Exeter, and they react differently in Exeter. So it's hard to find. Sometimes we put a little asterisk next to a joke and go, well, let's see how that plays in the next town. It's hard to tell, but we're chipping away at it, and we're definitely getting there. We've had reaction. You talked to a guy today after the show who is familiar.
Ben from Liverpool. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ben. Who? What did he say? He knows the American version of the show.
He heard the American version of the fantasy baseball sketch, I guess, on the podcast, and he said he really liked how we adapted it for fantasy cricket, that whole sketch, And he said he liked how we adapted all the jokes for the British British sensibility, whatever. So that was encouraging. Once again, the stereotype of the English audience being quieter than American audiences, that is being fulfilled.
Yeah.
but they're loving it, and that's another great thing why we go out to the lobby afterwards. They're always fantastically optimistic and happy in the lobby.
Hello, my name is Judy Spires, and I work at BBC Radio Devon, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We begin our third week of performing the complete world of sports abridged this week in Truro, Poole, Tunbridge Wells, Peterborough, Canterbury, Norwich, Derby, Hereford, Rhyl, Barnsley, Salford, Lichfield, Basingstoke, Crawley, Bedford, and Tewkesbury before finally setting down for 6 weeks at the Arts Theatre in London. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
And something has happened here, which I know we've talked about before, which is, can reviews be helpful? Mm. And the answer is yes.
Yeah,
we got four or five reviews in York, people who came to see our very first performance, and we had changed...
The very first UK performance on this continent.
And we had changed maybe, I doubt it was even a quarter of what we've changed so far, because that's why we're out on tour, is to hone it for a UK audience before we take it to London.
Which is ironic, because in London we'll get more of an international audience, but yes, go ahead.
Some of the reviews, there were one or two raves, and there were two or three, at least three reviews who said, you know, it's really too American. If you're going to come over here and do the complete world of sports, these guys are talented, and I can see it's funny, but it's not. You're not talking about what we know about
or want to hear about.
And they gave some specific examples, and that was great. It wasn't just a lone review. It seemed the majority of people said that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, within about four performances, we had made probably 80 or 90% of the changes that we're going to need to make, and then we continued to tweak. But those reviews were useful.
Well, and the thing I'm loving is discovering things, discovering changes that I think will work back in the States as well. For instance, we've always said that Li Ho Fuk from the People's Republic of China is about to attempt an Olympics first, a high dive into this tiny cup of water, and then we have a dummy fall from the flies. And nobody cared about Li Ho Fuk, and England has a young diving hopeful named Tom Daly. So we just made it Tom Daly. Well, now that dummy hits the floor, and it gets applause in the blackout in a way that Li Ho Fuk never did, and that has made us think, oh, it needs to be somebody specific. Duh. You know, so back in the States, it might be Greg Louganis is going to try to have a comeback by diving into this cup of water.
And a lot of these references, I mean, I think credit needs to go where credit's due, although sometimes it's as much of a bane as it is a boon, but we have a resident sports expert in our midst.
And
it's great for the references. And then sometimes, because you're such a knowledgeable thing, a walking encyclopedic of sports trivia, that you know too much, Davey Naylor.
The lovely, talented, the ginger, Woo! Davey Naylor.
Oh, shucks, you guys.
The man that you want on your pub quiz team, if it's sports or the monarchy.
That's right. Podcast listeners have heard Davey's mellifluous tones before. But yeah, every now and then you're smarter than the average audience in terms of sports.
I don't think so. It's just that knowing the show and knowing what kind of gag you're trying, kind of laugh you're trying to get out of the thing. It's just matching up an Englishness or a Britishness to right. it, rather than an Americanism.
Yeah. So we were driving to Nottingham was it yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And I said, Jimmy Carr. I said, is there an English sportsman who's known for tax problems? We're just sitting in the front seat.
Yeah.
And Davey goes, well, yeah, Lester Piggott. And he tells me the whole story. And then I go, okay, well, I can construct a gag out of this information.
Yeah.
And we did. Yeah. The other thing we found out is Candyland, the board game, not known over here.
Interesting.
Candyland has become Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Right.
Which is that sound you hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's not quite the same, I have to say. It's not as good of a laugh as Candyland.
Well, it's longer. It's harder. It's a funny name, but Candyland is shortened, and it's got the k.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure Hungry Hungry Hippo is actually a game, but it sounds like a game.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting. Right.
Yeah.
The other thing...
It sounds like a made-up game, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Now, strangely, in cricket or soccer or rugby over here, they don't sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
What?
No, we were shocked to hear that. Mm-hmm. Now, what Davey did tell us is that they always sing the British National Anthem mm-hmm. before a match, which is, we know it as God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
So we wondered, well, they're going to run we three Americans out for mocking the national... But they love it. They stand up. And apparently, whereas in America, I mean, some people struggle over certain parts of the national anthem, but basically people kind of know it. It seems like over here, a lot of people, and it's very short.
Right.
What is it? Yeah. God save our noble queen. Long live our noble queen. God save the queen. Send her victorious. Long to reign over us. God save the queen.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you. Have a seat. But a lot of people don't know it. It's very weird.
And they certainly don't know verses 2, 3, and 4, which go on to have an extremely violent theme of, rip their heads off and stab them in the knees. I mean, it's...
And crack down on the Welsh, right? Yeah.
Particularly against the Scottish, actually. I think verse 6 has, crushed the rebellious Scots.
And speaking of national anthem, our friend Ben from Liverpool came to the show with his girlfriend, I presume, from Chester. I think, or maybe her name is Chester. No, she's from Chester, I think. Ben's girlfriend was saying, what are we going to do when we play Wales, and are we going to change it to the Welsh national anthem?
No.
We
have one.
That would be so funny, though, but if you could have the cards with the name that goes over 3 or 4 or 5 different...
Y's and W's.
That's my Welsh accent.
Yeah. However, we will be prepared to run out the back into the van and get out of town before they break our kneecaps.
Yeah, there might be more to talk about. We're playing Rill. And if you have any friends in Rill, please tell them to come because I think they've sold about 20 tickets.
Yes.
It's likely to be a Rill disaster.
Yes, if they're upset about the anthem, I think there's enough of us and so few of them, we can take them.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your Brit changes via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, footman Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Thrillville 78. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to UK broadcast legend Judy Spires from BBC Radio Devon, and thanks to the Travel Lodge in Nottingham, which was actually on the corner of Maid Marian Way and Friar Lane. Come on, that's adorable. And all of our rooms each had a little John. Send your letters of complaint about that last joke to Brent Tubbs. That was his. Thank you, Brent. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 290-870th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.